Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Martinez. Batting third. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charles moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burton. Essigian reaches second base with a double. Charles scores. Seaburn moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burton. Lump reaches second base with a double. Seaburn scores. Essigian scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Barry Latman now pitching. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Greco moves to second. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Latman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davalillo tags and scores. Martinez tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive towards short. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burton. Cimoli reaches second base with a double. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cimoli moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a fly ball towards left. Burton catches it and throws to Alvis, who throws to Held to double up Charles. Cimoli tags and scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Essigian hits a fly ball into left field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Del Greco strikes out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive towards short. Causey catches it and throws to first to double up Davalillo. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-1 in the game. Rakow hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Causey reaches second base with a double. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cimoli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitfield strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. Burton hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Essigian hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Del Greco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Barry Latman. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-2 in the game. Rakow hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Simulai is hit by the pitch. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles bunts in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. Simulai moves to second. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Essigian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Tardabul now playing center field. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-2 in the game. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Rakow covering, for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jerry Kindle pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lump hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-3 in the game. Rakow strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burton. Causey reaches second base with a double. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Simulai hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-3 in the game. Burton hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.